right, here we go. So last week, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ snapped a five-week win streak. So is the rally over? What's next for stocks? And how does this affect our positions? And we got a lot of trading in this morning. So we'll show you what happened this morning and what we did. With that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Tuesday, February 20th. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. All right, so let's see. Yesterday, holiday, markets were closed for George Washington's birthday, previously known as President's Day.
Yeah, long weekend. And like you said, Marcus, the markets did snap a five-week win streak. So the S&P finished the week lower, the Dow just barely lower, and the NASDAQ, the bigger dropper of the bunch. But after the long holiday, instead of resumed buying interest, a little bit of a drop right now.
Yeah, but before we go over last week's performance, so last week stocks finished lower. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
That you now owe me three cookies. Because I'm pretty sure that you said that stocks will finish higher, and I took the under. I said, now we will break the win streak. I don't know. You know, we would have to look at the record. Do you guys remember? What did we say last week? If you remember what we said and what the bet was, put it in the comments below. Because otherwise, I need to watch the recording. And if you remember what we did, I'm almost certain that I took the under and say, well, snap the winning streak. And you said, nah, we will not.
You're right, Marcus. We should round it up to a dozen cookies. I got you covered. Okay. You know, I did enjoy a nice tomahawk steak on Saturday. Actually, it was Sunday. Previous bet, enjoyed it. Family enjoyed it. And looking forward to winning some more steaks.
Yeah. Anyhow, so since we got this out of the way, as you said, right now markets are lower. They are bouncing back from lows. So this morning at first, we opened lower. We're moving lower. Right now, we are bouncing off session lows. And this is pretty much on no news at all. If you look at the economic calendar, there is nothing happening here today. And just overall, it is a very, very quiet week on the economic calendar.
Sure, a couple of red flag reports, but nothing significant. The FOMC meeting minutes coming out tomorrow, that would be 11 Pacific, 1 Central time, or 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And, you know, we talked about this with our mastermind group, Marcus. In years past, I think the meeting minutes, they were a little more significant, where it seemed like the Fed might not be as transparent. But I think for the most part, the Fed has been very transparent through this rate hike campaign. And so I don't expect any major, details to break out of that.
Agreed. And you see, last year we had also the FOMC members kind of split. So some last year believed that they have done their job raising interest rates. Another part said, now we need to keep raising interest rates. It seems that now everybody is tooting the same horn, which says, hey, we are not planning to lower interest rates anytime soon. And we have heard from Bostic, from Bauman, who is speaking today. We had a few other Fed members, and they're basically just echoing what Powell says. Nobody right now is stepping out of line and saying, oh, yeah, we should lower interest rates sooner than everybody thinks. Everybody is echoing the same thing. Therefore, I believe that tomorrow the FOMC meeting minutes do not have the same impact that they had last year.
Yeah, and I think the most important question, Marcus, what type of horn are they all tooting? Sorry, as a musician, I was thinking,
right.
Trumpet, French horn, tuba.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh. It was a long weekend. Sorry.
This is going down the hill here fast this morning. Okay. Pull yourself together, Hotch. Let's take a look at the probabilities here. Right now, the probabilities of an interest rate lowering campaign in May seemed to have increased a little bit. We're back up to 33%.
Okay.
Yeah, and exactly. With that said, it's really okay. So looking overall, what do interest rates do this morning? Interest rates this morning are falling. And I switch back to a daily chart because this is where we see that last week the 10-year yield cracked the 4.3%. And I mean, this is kind of significant because if you think about it, just a few weeks ago, we were at 3.8%. So that is half a percentage point that interest rates moved higher over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, after that rally, a little bit of a pullback today, you think would be welcome news to the markets. The 2-year yield taking the biggest dip, down 1.5%, 10-year down a little over 1%. But instead, markets are down a little bit, VIX is up.
Yeah. Well, looking at what else is happening this week, I mean, earnings. We were winding down earnings season. So if you look at the calendar, we only have around 54 stocks reporting this week. I mean, we had over the last few weeks 100 plus stocks reporting. Most notable ones this week, Walmart, which reported before the bell today. We'll talk about this. Home Depot, and then I believe Nvidia after the close on Wednesday.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting. Did you see Nvidia today?
No, I did not.
Look at Nvidia.
What is Nvidia doing? Oh my gosh, down 5%.
Yeah, a big drop ahead of earnings. Normally you don't see that type of decline going into earnings because traders are usually in a wait and see mode.
Yeah, that is interesting. Okay. Let's see. And I mean, let's go back to Nvidia for a moment. We talked about it. I mean, Nvidia, just at this point, can they live up to the hype? Because look at this, from the lows that they made here in late 2022 to right now, that is an almost 600% increase, more than 500%. And they recently did go parabolic. And whenever a stock goes parabolic, that is not good news. This year was kind of an orderly trend that was moving up. Then we had this jump higher here on earnings, consolidating. And now, I mean, this is almost like, okay, Nvidia is the flavor of the year. Used to be Tesla, used to be Apple, but now Nvidia, everybody is piling into Nvidia. And this is where I'm not surprised if they report earnings and say, Guys, I know that you're expecting a lot from us, but let's be realistic and take a dive. So is today basically a sign of the things to come?
We'll have to see. I looked at the earnings analysis tool that we have in PowerX Optimizer, and it does look like overall, if we look at the last 12 quarters, NVIDIA tends to outperform. If we look at the overnight reaction, it's a little bit mixed, but the average for an overnight move is about 12% to the upside versus 2.5% to the downside. That's a pretty big difference there.
Yeah, so Nvidia could jump. We'll see. We'll definitely keep you posted. So make sure that you tune in and subscribe. Hint, hint, if you haven't just yet. Okay. Well, but going back to earnings, I mean, we did have Walmart and Home Depot reporting earnings. Home Depot beats earnings, but this morning, when I checked earlier, they were down. And they are up right now. Look at this. Jeez, what a reversal. I mean, this is where I said, okay, when I looked earlier, it was really this. And I want to say, oh, they're down right now, because no, they were down as low as 354.56, but quite a recovery here. Right now trading at 364. I gotta measure this move. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice rebound. And they 100%. Did issue some mixed full year guidance. So I think that was initially why there was the drop, but they did report better than expected earnings and also had better revenue.
Yeah. And they are trading at, I think, close to an all-time high, right? If I look at this. No, not quite yet. During the pandemic, they were higher. But they're definitely trading at a 52-week high. All
right.
Hey,
did you hear that Capital One is purchasing Discover?
Oh my gosh, this is the news today. I mean, Capital One to acquire Discover in a $35 billion all stock deal.
That's huge. You see there that the merger of the two companies would make it the largest credit servicer. Is that what I saw?
Yeah. And I mean, this is where this morning Discover, I mean, we already know this. Whoever gets acquired is jumping like crazy. So Discover up 13.7%.
Yeah.
And whoever is acquiring is usually down. And we see at COF down, but also quite a recovery today on the news.
Yeah.
We're down a little bit, but now, yeah, because, I mean, Capital One Finance is already partnering with Visa and MasterCard, and they said that they will plan to keep the Discover brand alive as a third credit card option. And yeah, this is a huge, huge deal.
That is huge.
The largest credit card issuers in the US. Okay, there you go. And talking about acquiring and buying, did you see the news from Walmart?
I did. They announced that they are going to be picking up Vizio. $2.3 billion. Look at that.
Yeah, to grow its ad business. I didn't look into this because I said, okay, how does this help grow their ad business if they get a TV maker? I'm not quite sure how this works, right? So that's why I thought, okay, I need to look into this. Hey, they say, the move is a bit to boost the big box retailer's high margin ad business.
Huh.
Right? That's what I thought. It's like, huh.
Yeah.
So let's see if everybody else thinks, huh, about this. So Walmart here, after reporting earnings right now, up 4% on these news, reporting better than expected earnings. And look at this. They do have a stock split coming up, a 3-to-1 stock split, making it more affordable.
All right. Yeah, for those of you not familiar with the stock split, basically you have 3 times as many shares cut, but in a third. So it brings down the price.
Yeah, to around $50. So this will make it attractive for many more retail investors. I'm a bit surprised, though, because a stock that's usually trading at $177, usually they don't do splits. I mean, when Tesla was trading at $2,000, it made sense to have a 20-to-1 split or something like this here.
Sure,
I'm surprised by this.
Yeah. But good point.
Hey, let's take a look at our positions. And we had a lot of trades going on here this morning. Let's start with a WTF analyzer, Win the Fear. This is where in our portfolio we had MDT. MDT reporting earnings today and right now up 2%. So this is a very, very nice jump. We got into this at 83.67 right now, trading at 86.18. I mean, we opened a little bit higher today, pulled back, but right now we're almost back where we are. So what do you think? Where will we end the day? Above the open or below? And no cookies. You already owe me a dozen.
No cookies. I think we're gonna finish strong, but below the open. Still a nice move. I can't complain about this WTF trade.
Yeah, that is a beautiful one. And then today we had another one popping up, a new trade, which is MU. So MU popped up this morning as a trade. We got in at 79.34. Right now already trading at 79.81. And again, that's what we are looking for in these WTF trades. It stands for Win the Fear. After we see that there's a little bit of a sell-off, we believe that this sell-off might be overdone. And we expect a quick bounce back. And this is working out great.
Yeah, nice start.
Yeah. Since I've been trading the WTF strategy, I have an 88% winning percentage, which is a little bit higher than we expect. We expect around 70%. But hey, I'll take it. It's going really well.
Yeah, nice little win streak here. This year in particular, January was awesome. And really, it continues to outperform.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our wheel positions. And there's a lot going on there. So first, CSIQ today with the markets down 2%. So not too concerned about this. We now need to make sure that this trend line holds. And it seems that so far it is holding. We talked about it. We have a nice triangle formation here. I believe the break will be to the upside. This week will probably tell whether they're breaking out to the upside or the downside. 23 days before earnings, and we know that the last time a solar company reported earnings, they said, well, they believe the worst is over and jumped higher. And this is where we participated here in CSIQ, and that's what I'm looking for with these earnings coming up soon.
Yep. If we're going to be pulling back, let's stay in that little triangle and pop to the upside. So just need to wait.
Yeah. Then GDXJ. Man, there's a lot going on. So GDXJ, this is a stock that you traded and you got assigned at $33. Last week, I joined you selling puts. And as you can see, we closed below. So I'm also right now the proud owner of GDXJ. Now, for me this morning, it was all about selling calls because I now own these shares, which I did. And it worked out really, really well. So for GDXJ, I got 27 cents when I sold the calls, which is 74% annualized. And what's not to like about this? So this was my trade. For you, a little bit different.
Yeah, so last week I actually sold calls on half of my position. So I sold the 33 calls just like you did today, and I think I got 47 cents last week. So really, really happy with that premium there. But what I was trying to do this week was see if I could sell calls at a higher strike, and I was targeting the 34. Got up to 12, 13 cents, and then we saw GDXJ pull back a little bit. That 11 cents, I think it was the line in the sand, giving us 30% annualized between now and Friday's expiration. So right now, I've only covered half of the calls, still looking to see if I could sell the 34 sometime this week.
Yeah, but this is working out great so far. I mean, working out great for you, working out great for me, and it is still available as a potential wheel trade if you are looking for other trades. Right now, you could sell the 31.50. So with this, you would get 46% annualized, or you can choose to go with the 32 for 90% annualized. I think this is still a very, very good trade.
Yeah, I love it.
MRO, that is another one. They report earnings tomorrow after the bell, so we will see what happens there. But this is just beautiful. So I sold the 22.50 put. I got assigned at 22.50. I sold the calls, same as you, on half of my position. So I got called away on half of my position. For the other half, I sold calls at 23.50, collected some really nice premium that expired worthless. And this morning, sold it again, the 23.50. And also this worked out. So here, I'm now right now only in half of a position, but getting 41 cents this morning for 164% annualized. I like this, especially since I would also make $4,400 on the stock if we stay above 23.50 for a total of $6,204. Gosh, this is great. I'm loving MRO here.
You've been cleaning up with MRO and some really nice premium there, doing a great job, but there is some earnings risk on this trade.
There's definitely some earnings risk, and if we look at this, that's not where I wanted to go. I wanted to go to the earnings analysis for MRO. There is some risk, but also, that's still NVIDIA, because I want to say, where's MRO? Let's go. MRO, let's take a look at this. You see, this is where I'm very, very confident going into this. That's why we have the earnings analyzer. Over the last 12 quarters, we see that the overnight price move, it's kind of mixed, but then on the seventh day, it's up 9 times out of 12 times. And we see that on average, it's up 6% versus being down 3.6% on average on a down move. So the odds are definitely in my favor here.
It's looking pretty good.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to look at the expected move here because if you look at the expected move, even with earnings, see, it's kind of like, okay, we could drop down to 22. Right now, my break even is at 21.11. not counting today's 41 cents. So this will bring it down to 2070. So my break even way down here. So even if we drop down to 22, I would probably consider selling the 2250. Let's see what is happening here.
Nice.
But overall, I mean, I have it all planned out, as you can see. I have my plan in place.
Yeah. So what you're saying is this isn't your first rodeo.
I might have done this before, yes. And this is where I love that we have all of the information here that we can just quickly see and go into earnings with either more confidence or consider closing before earnings, because that's what you did a couple of times. And I think we both did it,
sure.
Right? When we see that, okay, the earnings reaction could be or is more leanings towards the downside here.
Yeah.
All right, now last two that we have here, we have NEE. NEE today slightly down, kind of with the overall market, not a whole lot to do there. And then we have UPS, and UPS today against the grain, against the overall market, marching higher and finally breaking through this dreaded 148. Well, that was supposed to be a line, it's now an arch. Consider this a line at 148, right, where we are breaking through. So now we can fill the gap and then move towards my my cost basis. I mean, my break even here is at 139.68. So I'm trading well below above my break even, but I'm ready to sell some more calls on UPS.
Yeah, looking good here, like the attempted gap fill, and let's make it a true gap fill now.
Yes. Yes. So that has been going on.
Let's I had see. Deer expire worthless last week. So
oh,
those
yeah.
are some puts I sold.
Gosh, I should put it here in my list. But yeah,
deer, yeah.
Great trade, great earnings trade, expiring worthless. You collected a nice 2-day premium here.
Yeah. I was looking at it today with a couple of others. And but we had a few looks today, but I decided not to pull the trigger. And I have my eye on a stock, but I want to see if it could pull back a little bit more.
Yeah. So we'll see. So let's see what's happening here overall in the markets. For right now, if the S&P is pulling back, and it seems that we are moving towards the session lows again after having this quick bounce here. So we'll see where we end up. It seems that today we have kind of a hangover after the long weekend and that markets want to close lower. The Dow barely negative, but the S&P 0.6%, the NASDAQ 1.1%, mainly dragged down by NVIDIA, which is now a heavyweight. NVIDIA, same market cap as Microsoft or something like this? Let's just see.
I think so.
Let's just go to our heat map and compare the squares. Not quite, it seems.
Okay.
Well, especially after today's drop.
Yeah, getting there.
Anyhow, hey, I know that we went a little bit longer today because we had a lot of trades to talk about, but if you're enjoying this, do us a favor and give us a like, and if you feel that others would benefit from it, feel free to share it. There's a share button right underneath that lets you share it on social media, by text message with a friend, by email, whatever you want to do. This is always your first time here. Hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, consider subscribing, and this way we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.